Yeah.
So, bees have been around for a very long time. The earliest bee, we think, evolved about 120 million years ago, which is an awful long time. So when dinosaurs roamed the earth, they pollinate about 80% of all the plants on earth need bees or other insects to pollinate. So they're really important, but there's pretty good evidence that they're declining. Some bumblebee species have gone extinct. And we should be worried about that, because not only do they pollinate these wildflowers, but they pollinate our garden flowers and our vegetables and our fruit, and so without them, then our diets would be much poorer than they are today. We'd basically be eating porridge and bread and rice and not much else. Those crops that don't need pollinating by insects. So we should all basically do our bit to look after these ancient creatures that live all around us, that have been quietly pollinating our crops ever since we started growing crops 10,000 years ago or thereabouts, and now they're in need of help. And it's actually something we can all do a bit to look after them. And if you've got a gardener, there's some really simple things you can do to help bees in your garden. And if everyone did a few of these things, then we could turn our cities and our towns and our villages into kind of big bee nature reserves. And it wouldn't just benefit bees, it would benefit other insects and other, like butterflies and hoverflies and all sorts of important things as well. So there's a few simple things that anyone can do. The obvious one is to grow some bee-friendly flowers. And there are lots of sources of information on bee-friendly flowers. My website has a long list, but just a few sort of top ones. Most of the herbs that you might grow to use in your cooking, which are all really easy to grow, are really good bee flowers. So marjoram and thyme are among the very best flowers for bees. Chives, very, very good. Lavender, rosemary, sage, all great for bees. So a little herb garden, great for cooking and great for the bees. And similarly, if you grow vegetables and fruit in your garden, then that's also helping the bees. And of course, the bees are also helping us too by pollinating them. So bee-friendly flowers. You can make little bee hotels for solitary bees to live in. And you can do it. It doesn't need to cost anything. They don't take up hardly any space. The simplest thing to do is to get some bamboo and saw it into sort of 20 centimeter lengths and tie it into a bundle with some string and attach it to a sunny wall. And if you're lucky, you'll get these little solitary bees coming and nesting in the tubes and filling them with pollen. And you can watch them. They get really close. They're lovely little things. That's providing homes for bees. The third thing is just don't use pesticides. Please don't use insecticides in your garden. There really isn't any need, in my view, to do that. In a small sort of garden scale, there are lots of other ways you can control pests. And in fact, if you don't use pesticides, last year I had an infestation of aphids on my broad beans, which is very, very common. Broad beans always get aphids. And I was kind of worried that my crop was going to be wiped out. But actually, I left it. A week later, there were swarms of ladybirds and hoverflies came along and ate the whole lot. And the beans looked a bit messy, but I got a good crop in the end of the day. So you don't need to use insecticides in your garden. And if everyone did those three things, I personally would like to see pesticides banned for sale for gardens. But if we did it all provided more flowers, a few nest sites for those solitary bees, and didn't use any pesticides in our gardens, then we could make a difference for bees. And wouldn't it be wonderful if everybody did those things?